Thank you for tuning in and welcome to 100% Hustle, the podcast that shines a light on business hustlers who are willing to give their advice for business wins and lessons learned on the Michigan Business Network. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton, and joining me today is BJ Rikus, owner of Rikus Flooring in Lansing, Michigan, and full-time coach with Weight Watchers. Today, we're going to talk about transferable skills that can help your personal and work hustles. Welcome to the 100% Hustle podcast, Coach BJ.
Hey, Vicki. It's so nice to be with you today. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you could join us. Coach BJ, Rikus Flooring is a staple in Michigan's capital city. Can you tell me a little bit more about this business?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have been in business since 1990, but it really predates that. My dad moved to Lansing back in 1972 to go work for his cousin in the flooring business. And he worked there for a number of years, bought into the company. It's called Gladstone's. Longtime Lansing people would recognize the name. And then sold that business to the original owner and bought Claussen Floors on South Washington in 1990, changed the name to Rikus Flooring on July 1st, 1990. And we have been around ever since then. New location. We had a fire back in 1997. So we relocated to our current location on South Pennsylvania in Lansing.
That's an amazing evolution of the business. Thank you for sharing. Can you tell me what it's like then for you to work in a long-established family business? I mean, were you born into this business?
Yeah, kind of was. I helped my dad on weekends at Gladstone's when I was a boy. And then when we opened up Rikus Flooring, I was in college and my dad had no employees. So I helped him. He taught me how to do measurements. And I actually designed our first logo, which was Rikus Flooring in all caps. My dad's an all caps guy. And it still resides to this day on the sign above our store and on our large marquee. It was our family. That's all we had. And that's how my dad started. So I was born into it, but then I didn't want to be a part of it at all. I went to college to be a teacher and a coach, which I did do for quite a while. And then I decided through the encouragement of my wife to join the family business back in 1996. And I've been there ever since. And it's an absolute blessing. And what I love the most, and which is maybe somewhat odd for a family business, is that I love working with my dad, and to get that, spend that time with him is probably the greatest blessing of our business, and that we're still getting along after 28 years of sharing an office.
Well, that's incredible for any office sharing partner, right?
Yes, for any relationship.
Exactly. That's a long time. And how does that work? I mean, you have established yourself as a co-owner of the business, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And your father is your partner.
Correct. And it's kind of evolved, you know, when my dad obviously started the business, it's his baby and I came on. And then over the years, it sort of gradually, I started taking on more responsibility and he sort of was doing a little bit less and less. And so now at this point, at some point he wants to probably completely retire, but he's sort of, I would call it half time. He comes in the morning and he has his responsibilities, which I'm grateful for, because one thing that's really nice about us, we balance out really well. The things that he's really good at are not necessarily a strength of mine and vice versa. But kind of gradually over the years, he handed the reins to me and I kind of became the face of the business. But we do everything together. When we do advertising, it's the two of us. When we make a decision, it's the two of us. Nothing is done unilaterally. It's always discussed. And so at this point, I'm running the business with him kind of in the background, but he's still very much a part of it and an active. He's someone that I rely on for supporting me when the tough decisions come. He has so much experience. Most of the time, it's not reflooring related. It's more customer related or how to handle a particular installer, customer, employee. I really rely on him for that.
That's fantastic. I mean, he's your father. He's your mentor. He's your business partner. He's your office partner.
Yeah, he's everything. Yeah, I spend more time with him than any other person in my life. And that, to me, that's remarkable and also a blessing.
Yeah. And you have gone away from the business and come back and you're learning all the time. But you have a side hustle that's very meaningful to you as well. Yes. Do you want to tell me about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I became a Weight Watcher member kind of out of happenstance. I attended a workshop with my sister-in-law, who is a coach in California, and I was intrigued by the energy in the room. And so I joined, I lost weight, and I was encouraged by fellow members to become a coach. And at the time we were called Leaders and we had studios only. And so I did that. That was 10 years ago. And my role has grown to the virtual platform that Weight Watchers now offers our members. And so now I coach 18 different opportunities, I call them, each week, some in studio, but mostly online. So I have to really juggle my schedule, but I absolutely love it because I went to school to be a teacher and a coach, and I worked at Waverly. I coached football at East Lansing. I really wanted that to be my profession, and it didn't work out. And so this has given me everything I've ever wanted and more. I get the coaching aspect, the health aspect. I get to help people. That's always been my passion, is helping people be successful. I do it on the flooring side. I do it with my members, with their health. And I wanted to, my goal in life is to leave a legacy that when somebody said my name, I helped make their life better in some way. And so this really gives me that opportunity, and I am grateful for it.
That sounds like a wonderful partnership of a long time passion and actually getting back on track to focus in the places that you love. And of course, you spoke so warmly of working with your father and all the lessons mm-hmm. learned there. But there might have been a gap that was left by not fulfilling the teaching and coaching careers.
Managing your office supplies is key to a seamlessly functioning business. With over 90,000 items available for free next day delivery, DBI can solve all your office supplies needs at the very best value. Visit dbis.com.
You're managing to balance both right now, and it sounds like this side hustle, if I may, has changed your life.
Yeah, it's such an important piece because working in flooring is an important job, but I'm somebody that needs more, and I always have. I always did some kind of side hustle, so to speak. I coached youth football, or I even had other jobs that I did. And when I found this, my wife said to me, "You were born to do this." And I make it work because it's important to me. I want to impact others. I also use the skills in both places. Being a leader in your business and leader of people in workshops are very similar and important to me. And I need that. I need to be busy all the time. That's just my personality. Idle time does not work well for me.
Can you just describe for those listening some of those transferable skills that you use between both of those roles? Because the roles are very different yet similar.
Yes.
I'd love for you to just kind of tease that out a little, please.
Sure. The organization, being efficient in everything that I do. I don't go through a day without having a specific plan because I might coach 3 workshops before I even go into my office. So I have to set aside that time. I have to know that when I get to the office, I'm able to utilize my time. So I would say the number one thing for me is planning and preparing. My organizational skills have to be top notch. Otherwise, I would fall on my face. If I came to work and I had no idea what was happening in my business because I was so wrapped up in what was happening at Weight Watchers, those two wouldn't meld well together at all. And so that ability to be in the moment, focus on, I use the expression, be where your feet are, and focus on your task at hand. I think so many of us, there's so many things coming at us, Vicki, that we can't take it all in. It feels overwhelming. And so my commitment is, if I'm doing something, that's what I'm doing in the moment. If I'm coaching a workshop, I'm not selling flooring and vice versa. So I think that is, as a business person, being able to focus on a task and complete it before moving on to something else, whenever possible, is the number one transferable skill for me between those two jobs. And also the relationships that I've created at Weight Watchers have been very beneficial to my business. And not because I talk about it, but because business is about relationships. And when people know you care about them, they want to work with you and they want to be part of what you do. It doesn't matter if I was selling refrigerators or cars or flooring. It's that I care about people, and that comes through in both of my jobs.
What I'm hearing, of course, is that you're a people person, and I know that we've exchanged work together before. And so I hear that organization is key, and that is the transferable skill. And because I'm all about alliteration, it's planning, preparing, people, and being present. moment to be able to kind of move you through and keep you focused. Thank you for sharing that. So can you tell me too, has looking after your health made you a better business owner?
Wow, that's a great question. Yeah, it's been maybe a more efficient and better person. Actually, I can say with 100% certainty, I couldn't do as much on a given day in my business if I wasn't healthy. My body would just shut down because my day, every day looks a little bit different, but the shell of it's the same. And so I don't have set hours. Like I'm in my office in the morning, in the afternoon, I'm out measuring jobs and interacting with customers. But I also may be fielding flooring questions via email as early as 5 a.m. and all the way up to 8 o'clock at night. And so I have to be healthy. I have to get my rest. I have to take care of myself because frankly, I just don't have time to not be well. And so that has really helped me a lot. I think I can get a lot more done in one day than I used to. I think about my days before Weight Watchers and I didn't get as much production even though I had more time. And so my mother-in-law used to say to me, if you want something done, ask a busy person. And so I have used that mantra that I am a busy person, but I get things done because I am focused. So I think that that health piece of it. And also I make time in the morning every single day to get activity in. That is part of what sets my day up for success. I don't miss, not because for no reason other than I really enjoy it. And so I think that's something also that I can share for people is find something that you love doing, whether it's business or activity or a side hustle or something that brings you joy and pursue that. Because in the end, that's what really matters the most, I think, is to enjoy what you do.
I think that's excellent advice for our listeners, especially those who are trying to build their careers and often put their own health at a lower priority than the business focus that they're looking to deliver. And I think you said it best when you said that, like, although you love your work, you are passionate about this other role. And it kind of creates that wholeness to your approach. And so I could talk all day about this. I love talking to you, Coach BJ. I appreciate your time today. Can you tell folks how to get in touch with you if they want to inquire about your services or if they want to even learn more about Weight Watchers?
Absolutely. I can do both. I have a website, RikusFlooring.com, that we've just redone that is really user-friendly. You can actually take pictures of your own home and put it into products that we sell at the store. I'm reachable at the store. Of course, our phone number is right on the website. I'm also available on our Weight Watch if you are interested in Weight Watchers and becoming part of that program as well. WeightWatchers.com gives you all the information. We have studios here in Lansing. We have the virtual platform. And I would enjoy meeting our friends out in the world in either location. I'm very passionate about both, as you've mentioned.
Fantastic. I'll make sure that I get all of those contact details up onto the Michigan Business Network website along with this podcast. We are out of time today, but not out of hustle. Coach BJ, thank you for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. Thank you for tuning in to 100% Hustle. I'm your host, Vicki Hamilton, on the Michigan Business Network.